If you would, please get your Bibles out, turn to Acts chapter 20, Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Acts 20, verse 35. Let's read this carefully. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This was Paul's message for the church there as he was departing. He knew that he probably was not going to come back, and he left this message for them. It is a message of comfort, yet it is also a message of instruction. It's very interesting, though, that particular quote from Jesus, which said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You will find that quote nowhere else in the Bible. Nowhere in the New Testament is that exact phrase recorded. Does that mean that Jesus did not say it? We need to explore this carefully and think about it, because some people will tell you that Paul, well, he made a mistake. Or, you know, see, the Bible is full of error. No, it is not. Several things to consider. Number one, when Paul was teaching and preaching, there was no written gospel. There were the beginnings, there were letters circulating, but there was no collected written gospel. The books of the gospel were written after this, after Paul had passed on. Let's also remember that Paul received inspiration directly from God. If you look in Acts chapter 9 and more in Acts chapter 22, verse 8, Paul relates that he was approached directly by Jesus. He was chosen. If you notice that in his letters, Paul always said, Paul, chosen by Jesus Christ, an apostle of Jesus Christ. He was different from the other apostles, that he was chosen after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and chosen directly. He did not have the 3 years of instruction that the other apostles had. He received it from Jesus directly. The Spirit of Jesus guided Paul throughout his ministry. If you look at Acts 16, verse 7, for instance, the Spirit of Jesus warned him not to go to Bithynia. So Paul was receiving directions directly from Jesus. And Christ spoke to Paul by vision. Acts chapter 18, verse 9. Paul received his knowledge direct from Jesus. And he was inspired by God. 1 Corinthians 14, 37. 2 Peter 3. Verse 6. I'll say that Paul was directly inspired by God. So Paul was receiving his knowledge from Jesus. It's important to remember also, let's turn to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12. Galatians 1, 11 through 12 says that, but I make it known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's important to remember that not everything Jesus said and did was recorded. John, the apostle whom Jesus loved, mentioned twice, once in John chapter 20, verse 30, and John 21, 35, that if everything Jesus had done and said had been recorded, there would not be enough books in the whole world to record this. So from this we can say, although no one else recorded it, this quote, it is more blessed to give than to receive, did come from Jesus. Just because it was recorded only one place by Paul doesn't mean it didn't happen. Many things that Luke recorded were not recorded by the other apostles. Now then, why do you think Paul gave this quote? Several reasons. Let's put this in context. Let's go back to Acts chapter 20, again, verse 30 through 35. It says, also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. And then back to the key verse, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's break that down. I have shown you, Paul said. You have his living example. He made his own way. He did not depend on other people. That so laboring. The connotation of this in the original Greek is a ceaseless work. Steady, constant, always working. Not just a little bit here, a little bit there, but a steady work. Why? Go back to what Paul has warned you about. Men were going to arise from within that congregation that would try to take you down a wrong path, and also, it seems, take your money. How many televangelists do you see today use, misquote this, it is blessed to give to receive? It is often misquoted when they're trying to telling you to send them $100. Paul was warning not only the congregation of the time, but us now. To support the weak. Notice he did not say the poor. He said the weak. The weak in what? In this particular case, it's the weak in spirit. Those who have less knowledge, those who do not study as faithfully as they should, they need your support, not monetarily, but your spiritual and moral support, Paul is saying. That's why we are commanded to gather ourselves in a brotherhood, in a fellowship, to lift each other up, to edify each other, to help each other when we are weak, and share our strengths among each other. Paul was very specific about that. And he says, the words of the Lord Jesus, remember the words of Jesus. His example is there for us, but his words are there for our wisdom and understanding as well. So we need to hang on to Jesus' word, including this, to live our lives as a truly righteous Christian life. And finally, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Guys, think about it. It is a privilege for us. It is a measure of our strength, of our richness, that we are able to give back. If we are able to give back, it shows that we are strong in spirit. We have that knowledge of Christ within us. We have Christ's spirit within us. We need to share that. It not only helps other people, it helps us. It lifts our soul, it strengthens our spirit, and earns for us our role in heaven. Or actually, I should say, it doesn't earn it, because you cannot earn your way into heaven. But it verifies our worthiness to be in heaven. Yes, it is truly more blessed to give than to receive. We never want to end our lessons without giving you people an opportunity. If anyone is weak in spirit, one that has burdens they'd like to share, anyone just needs the prayers of the congregation, anything you'd like to confess, the congregation is always here to support you and to help you in any way. If you have any reason to come forward, I ask that you come forward now as you stand and sing.